We are learning Mesechtas Baba Kama, Dav Samach Amad Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Dav Samach Amad Aleph. Om Rav Yudam Rav, Lo'oilom Yikonis Odom B'chi Toiv, V'yeitze B'chi Toiv. A person always, if he's on a trip, like Tyson before, when he leaves his house on a trip, he should always make sure to get to his lodging when it's still light, and don't leave in the middle of the night. Leave after it's light. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, V'atem Le'seitzu Ish Pesach Beis Ad Boiker, don't leave your house Ad Boiker. And Rashi explains, what's Losh HaKitayv? Because it says in the Pasuk, it says, Vayar Ha'or Kitayv, let me read the Pasuk correctly. The Pasuk says that, Vayar Lekim Ha'or Kitayv, Vayavde Lekim Ha'or Rechayisho. You see, Or is called Toiv. That means, go out the Kitayv when it's still light. And that's when, why should you go out when it's dark? Because there's Mazikim, Elistim, and there's ways you can hurt yourself. Therefore, it's always good to go out by day. Tara Bonon. Deve beir kanes raglecha. When there's a deve, when there's a plague in the city, kanes raglecha, which means go inside the house. When there's deve in the ear, make sure you stay indoors. Shenema says in the pasuk, ba'atem le'seitzu ish pesach beis abayke. B'shas makas b'charis is considered a time of plague, and it says don't leave your house. And he wants to bring three pesukim for this. First pasuk is by makas b'charis, ba'atem le'seitzu ish pesach beis abayke. Va'omer nacha pasuk. Leich ami boy bechaderecha oskar the losucha ba'adecha chavik ma'raga ad yavazam. And yavazam, the mashal says, means plague, and it says go hide yourself in a room. Va'omer, it says another pasuk mechus to shagel cherev v'chadom eima. There's a pasuk in Teicha that says if outside the cherev and inside there was eima. So you see, they went inside. All these three psukim should be recognizable. Two of them are mamish in the Torah. Of course, you know psukim in the Torah. And the third pasuk is a song from Yaakov Shwaki. Back upon him. Either way, case, you have here these three psukim that all say that you should not leave the house. You should not leave the house. Zok to Gemara, my va'imer. Why do you need three psukim to say that when there's a deva be'ir, you should kanes raglecha, should go into the house. We need three psukim for it. Like this. Maybe it's only if it's a dever, only if it's a plague and it's at night, then you should go into the house. That's the first pasuk. Maybe by day, maybe you let it go out. Tashma, leich ami, babachadarecha, skardalascha, smashma. At the whole time, you should be inside, indoors. Maybe it's only the only reason to go indoors is only if you're not scared indoors. But if you're scared indoors also, maybe it's better to go out and find a friend to be together with someone else. Even indoors you're scared. Kinofik, you should go out. Maybe sit with other people is better. Tashema, it says the Pasuk to Techacha, Mechus Tishakal Cherev, Mechadorim Eima. Afagav Mechadorim Eima, even though inside there's fright. Rashi says the fright is also for Malachim Avos. Sometimes even indoors, you're scared of Malachim Avos. So still, Mechutz Shaka Cherev. I said outside is worse. Therefore, even though in the indoors, you're going to be still scared and frightened and nervous, you should still go indoors, B'shas Adever. Rava, B'idin Rischa, in the time of a plague, have a Sochar Kavi. He used to close the windows. The Chsiv, Ki Allah, Mavos, B'chalaneinu. Death came in through the windows. He said, close the windows as well. Here, there's an Indian of going into a house and closing the doors, b'shas a deva, and closing the windows as well. Tana bana, ra'av be'ir, when there's a hunger in the city, leave the city, go somewhere else. Pazer raglcha, pick up your feet and leave. Shenem, says the pasuk, v'hi rav aretz, v'yeret rav mitzrayim. Rav, Avram, when there's a rav, left Eretz Kanana, went to Mitzrayim. V'oimer, the pasuk says another pasuk. This pasuk is talking about there were four mitzrayim that were outside the city. It's a pasuk in Nach, and they couldn't go into the city because the mitzrayim. But the ma'isa, they were hungry, and they said to themselves like this. I read the pasuk. It says, if we go into our city to get food, it's not going to work. But rav v'ir, there's a hunger in the city. But master, we're going to die. Sham. We stay over here, we're going to die. Va'ata, the pasuk says, l'chu v'nafla machna aram. There was the Aram was camped nearby, ready to pounce and attack on Klai Yisrael. He says, let's go to that camp. And if they give us food, good. If they kill us, good. They kill us. We're not sure. They'll have Rachmanas on us. But here is no good for sure. So what you see is, they left the city when there's a Rav. Don't stay in the city when there's Rav. Actually, in that pasuk, at the end of the day, there was a big nes. They came to the Machna Aram, they was gone, they were deserted. They left everything the way it was. And it was a nes that Hashem may believe the army was coming to them, and they ran away. There was one, a big nes, Ayin Sham in Nach. But back to our pasuk. We have a pasuk, two pasukim here, that when you have a rav, you leave the city. So why do you need a second pasuk? Maybe the only time that you leave the city is the place you are going. It's not a suffering nefashis. It's not dangerous. But maybe you're not supposed to leave the place. If you go into a place where you might get killed, like a case of Machna Aram, it says, yeah, that was the right thing to do, to leave here and go to Machna Aram, even though there's a chance to get killed. What's Takar Pshat? So either you could say, because it's like, ain't Safim West Vadai, the Rav is a Vadai, it's for sure going to happen, it's a Safik. Or you could tell you, like Rashi says in Chumash, the pain of a death, of a hunger death, is much worse than other type of death. Tana Bottom. Deva Be'ir, if there's a hunger in the city, a plague in the city, Al Yahalik Odram Tzadarach, don't walk down the middle of the street. Why? The Malach Mavis right now is in charge, he walks the middle of the streets. The Kivan the Yahavalei Rishusa, since he has Rishus to kill right now, Maski Lehedya, he walks down the middle of the street, he's the Balabas. Sholem Beer, if there's peace in the city, which means there's no Deva, no plague, Al Yahalak Tzidah Drachim, don't walk on the side of the road. The Kivan the Lester Rishusa, Mechlich Lui Maski, then he's hiding out on the sides of the road, so then go down the middle of the road. There's some of the Achrayim explain Pshat, Pipshat, that it means when a Deva, so don't do your regular thing. You know, don't fresh your regular way. Don't sleep your only 5 hours a night. Be careful. It's Deva Beer. Don't walk down the middle of the street. But when you go to the side, you take care of yourself. You sleep extra. You eat good. You eat only vegetables. You take care of yourself. But when there's Shalom Beer, then you could act regular and walk down the middle of the street like a regular person is when there's no Deva Beer. So some of the Acharon explain. Talking more about it. Turn up bottom. Deva Be'ah, you can't Adam Yachel Beis HaKnesses. When there's Deva Be'ah, you should not go yourself into Beis HaKnesses. Shemal HaMavis Mafkacham Kelu. Shemal HaMavis keeps his Kelu there. V'hani Mili, Echel Leil Karbei Dardiki. You don't have learning there. If there's no children learning there, only Matzah Be'ah, there's no minion there. Which means, the Zachran explains also, you can't Adam Yachel Beis HaKnesses. Don't go Davin Be'achidis in the Shul. Of course, not in your house, because that caused the Malach HaMavis to come, because it's a big kitrug when there's no minion and there's no learning. That's when it's a big kitrug, and that's when the Malach HaMavis comes. That's the explained pshat in this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Klavim Baichim Malach HaMavis Malir. If you hear dogs crying, it means the Malach HaMavis came to the city, even though they don't really see anything, they're not so smart, but they have the sixth sense to realize something's going on. If they're crying, it means the Malach HaMavis is here. Klavim Asachkin El Yoh Novi Balir. If the Klavim are laughing, it means El Yonavi came to the city. El Yonavi got it coming to Lakewood today because a few brisim in Lakewood. V'hani mili d'lesbahu nekeva. V'hani mili d'lesbahu nekeva. That's why, that's only if there's no nekeva. If there's nekeva, it could be they're laughing because of nekeva, huh? Every day. Baruch Hashem, k'nai nahara. Ken yibu. Yosir Rav'ami Rav'asi. Yosir Rav'ami Rav'asi kamei d'vitzcha nafcha. Mar. No, Yosir Rav'ami Rav'asi kamei d'vitzcha nafcha. Rav Ami Ravasi Talmidim Rav Yitzchak was sitting in front of him. Mar Omalei, one of them, either Rav Ami or Ravasi, one of them said, Omalei, Lema Mar Shmaitse. He said, Kutsei Shikol Torah. Omar Omalei, the other one said, the other one, either Rav Ami or Ravasi, said, Lema Garata, Say a Shikol Garata. So Pasach Lema Garata, he starts saying Garata, Vloishavik Mar. One of them did not let. He said, No, I want a Shikol Torah. Pasach Lema Shmaitse. So he starts saying a Shmaitse. No. So every time he wants to say something, he says, no, I want the other one. I want a Shikol Torah. I don't want the Garata. So Rav Yitzchak told them, let me tell you a mashal. The person has two wives. Echaz Yad v'Echaz Kena. One's an older one, one's a younger one. Yaldo Malaketis Le'Levonis. The younger one wants her husband to look young, so he pulls out his white hairs. And Zekeinu Malaketis Le'Shchairis. The older one wants him to look equal to her, so she pulls out his black hairs. Nimtza kareach mekan. Looks like it comes out he's bald from both sides. He doesn't have white, he doesn't have black. He gets everything gone. That's what happens. So that's what happened to me over here. You know, you slept with two sides. I'm going to tell you something that has both. I'll tell you both that has shmeitz in it and has a garat in it. I'll tell you both. Omalem yachi emluchu milsa shabbat avayachu. I'm going to say something that's equal for both of you. The pasuk says by Eish, ki seitzei Eish umatzah kaitzim, which means teitzei ma'atzma, like Rashi says, which means we caused the Eish to come out and burn the Beis HaMikdash. It was our averus. But who takes responsibility? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he shouldn't, we should take responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes responsibility. Shalem yishalem aves ve'ero. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alay l'shalem aves ve'ero. I'll pay for the fire, shevarti. Ani yitzati be'esh b'tzion. I lit tzion in a fire. Shenema v'yatzus esh b'tzion. V'teichu sarasen. Eight the yisoides, the foundations. V'ani ostel of nois be'esh. I will build a be'esh. Shenema to the pasuk. V'ani e'elo choymes esh saviv. I will be a wall of fire around it. L'chvoid e'ya b'seicha. And my yishchina will rest inside it. So Hashem says, even though it's teitzim atzma from you, still I will take responsibility. So that was the gadatam. Shmaitza pasach kosmiskin mamayna. Starts off kiseitze eish. It sounds like it's yomam namazik, and ends off hamaveris be'er. It sounds like it's person adam namazik. I lit the fire. Pasach kosmiskin mamayna. Sai miskin gufay. Loim alach teach you ishay mishem chitzay. Teach you ishay has a din of ishay mishem chitzay. It's your arrows, and that's what he was. What's it again? It's your arrows. So Rashi from the Gemara 4, the Echayv Dal Dvarim. If you make an eish and it hurts someone, you pay nezek tzar rupi shavas abayshins because it's ishay mishem chitzay. There's a parasha in Shmuel, it's also in Divrei Yamim, a very cryptic parasha, where it says there, I read the pasuk in the Nach, and our Gemara is in the Darshan that it was a question, he didn't need a drink, he needed a Torah. But the pasuk is like this. I read the pasuk, Taich in the pasuk, we'll see the Gemara is not Taich in the pasuk, Taich. Pasuk says, Vayis'ave David v'yemer, mi yashkin imayim in bar beis lechem asher b'shar. Who is going to give me a drink of water from beis lechem asher b'shar? So, Vayivku Shloisha Gebayrim b'Machna Plishtim, three big, strong Gebayrim broke into the Machna Plishtim, which is in Beis Lechem, v'yish'avu mayim in Bar Beis Lechem, and they got water from the Bar Beis Lechem, asher b'shar, it's in the shar, v'yisu v'yvoyo David. They brought to David. David just said, I'm thirsty, like, and they went and broke into, it's kind of so fosters, and brought him water. V'yvoyo David. L'ovo l'shtoisim, he didn't want to drink it, v'yosachoisim l'ashem, he poured it l'ashem. That's what Pasuk says. But Agamar's in Darshan, you hear the word Shar a few times. Shar is Lashon of Sanhedrin. That David had a Shaila, and the Sanhedrin were in Beis Lechem, and the three Gevirim broke into the Machna Plishtim to go to the Sanhedrin to ask them the Shaila. That's what Agamar's going to talk, and Agamar's going to want to know what the Shaila was exactly. Zog to Gemara. Vayisav edoviyam miyashkeni mayim bar Beis Lechem asher v'shar. Yivku shloishu Gevirim Machna Plishtim. Vayishov mayim bar Beis Lechem asher v'shar. Maikam aboyalei. What was the Shaila? Because it's Bashar. Bashar was saying means the Sanhedrin. What was the Shaila they had? Omar Rav, Omar Nachman, Tomum Ba'esh Kum Ba'ilei. He had a Shaila in a case where someone in his camp burned someone's Tvua down, burned someone's silo down, and inside was Tomun. Are they Chayiv or not? And the Shaila was, Yikarab Yehuda, Yikarab Bonner. Yehuda holds Yechayiv and Tomun, Bonner holds Yipater. Who Pashtalei by the Pashtalei. And they had an answer, and whatever the answer was. That's one pshat in the Shaila that Rava had. Pshat number two. Rav Huna Amar, Gedishim the Sa'irim the Yisrael Hava. There was these big piles of barley that belonged to Yisrael Hava. The Plishtim were hiding in it. And the Shaila was, could I burn it down in order to kill the Plishtim, to protect ourselves? Pekuch Nefashos. Are you allowed to be matzal yourself with Mamun and Chaveroi? What's the Shaila? So Taisus says, a small Taisus. And the Shaila is, do I have to pay for it or not? That was the Shaila Rava. According to Rashi, later on, the Rashi was later on in the Amud, then the Amud, the Shaila was much more than that. I mean, allowed to burn down someone's sarlo from Kuch Nefesh. The Tzad, you cannot do that. You cannot burn someone's sarlo down from Kuch Nefesh. Because somehow, Geneva is there from Kuch Nefesh. That was the Shaila. So he asked the Shaila to the Sanhedrin. And the answer is Shaila here. The fetus man, we have an answer. Really, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to matzah yourself. If you tell us, it means you have to pay. If you rash, it means you can't even do it. But you're a melech. Melech is allowed to make a derech any way he wants. He's parted together. You don't stop him. And we'll see. David HaMelech did not listen because he didn't want to listen to this psak since it came through a dangerous maneuver by the three gebayim. V'ribbonon v'itemu Rabbi Amari Amru a third pshat. So the first pshat was a shalom tamen. Second pshat was mutla hatzla atzem moim shachaveroi. The third pshat is Amru gedishim nisarim Yisrael hava, and there was these piles of barley that belonged to Yisrael, and v'gedishim adashim neplishtim, and there was these piles of lentils of plishtim. And the behemoths like sa'irim, like barley. We're going to steal the sa'irim of the Yisrael, to give it in front of our behemoths. We're going to pay it back. We're stealing Amnas to pay back. And Adashim are worth even more than sa'irim, the lentils. I'm going to pay you back. Shalchulei, they sent back to him. No, it's Asher. It says in Pasuk. The Pasuk says, that Chavol Yoshev Rasha Gezela Yishalim. That even though you pay Gezela, you still call it Rasha. Apish Gezela Mishalim Rasha. Ava Ata Melech, Ata, you're a Melech, a Melech Paritz Gals Nadarach, a Melech will do anything he wants. Ve'imoichem V'yad. So we have three Pshatim here. One Pshat is the Shal Tamim, one Pshat is Mutla Hatz Asman Shchavera, and third Pshat is, could I steal and master pay back? So Gemara says like this, that Bishlam Olamad Yomala Achlufei, that you're going to switch Adash V'Sairim. If you look at the Psukim, where we're talking about, in the Psukim has there a story with Sairim. In Divra Yomim it says the Lashon of Sairim, and in Shmuel it says Adashim. So we understand why it changes, in the same story it changes it. Once it's Adashim and Sairim, because that was the case, you were paying back Adashim. First of all, Achlufei, Achsev Chad Kra, Vahisham Chakasadam Leia Adashim, Vahisham Chakra, Tichakasadam Leia Sairim. If you're going to burn it down, why are two psukim over here? What's the two things? Sorry, my adashim. The case was they were hiding in two piles in the adashim and the sairim. So that's pshat in both things. If you're going to burn it down, so they were going to burn it down. Lamaisa. They didn't burn it down. They saved it. How'd they save it? Because they came back that it's usher to burn down Hatzim and Chaveroi. And even though David Melech was a Melech, he didn't want to listen to that. So then we understand what the Vayatzileha is, attack didn't burn it down. They weren't going to burn it anyway. They were just to switch it. So they didn't allow him to switch it. Bishlam Hanatarati, those two pshatim, either means they're going to burn down the Sa'irim and burn the plishtim in it, or they're switched for the Gzeila. Hanuchsiv, Trey Krai, that's why it says the two psukim. Elamandi Amma, or that's why it says the psukim Machla. Elamandi Amma, Tom Beishkumarle, my Berle Krai, what's in a gay, this whole thing, the Sa'irim and Dashim, the whole thing, what's in a gay? Amalach, Tomun Vachadam Hanukumarle. That one was a shayla of Tomun and another shayla, either to burn down the thing, to burn down the Sa'irim, or to switch it. That was another shayla. So we're going to stop over here, even though Mamash smack in the middle of the sugya, and tomorrow we'll pick up over here, so the Eilam show will be remembered, the story, the Shvaka story, will start over here, because it's late, that's why we're stopping over here, so we're stopping three lines from the top.